Blog Talk Radio.
It is indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lowe. Make it do what it do.
So that's why we
said we are number one, the first to do as an internet radio station, along with one of you will be aware that listeners and watchers in 41 countries on 6 continents, and we're glad to have that opportunity to be able to share. We also want you to know that we have a Give Me Some Mind, relationships, why do we struggle choosing mate? See, you want a peace of mind by selecting that individual or choosing the right person. Sometimes we're easier to be the victim and blame the other person while we fail in that process. Relationship don't work out, then the first thing we say, he won one for quarter, or she won one for quarter, and you're blaming everybody else, but it was your choosing of that person. You need to work on your choosing of that person. The last thing we want to share as we get ready to close out our promo is that you can sow a seed of $1 with WBSW Radio at Cash App, $LorendaDSmith. Just send us $1 to help it goes along if you want to support what we're doing. We'll give a shout out quickly to a few others joining us. Look like Nina C. Thank you. So Veronica, thank you so much for taking time. Charles Wright, 62. Nicole Willingham, thank you so much. Big Road, look like, thank you so much. Eddie, and I'm trying to get down. Turn C, thank you so much. And many others as they come on. As we begin to look at this topic, relationship or title, why do we struggle choosing mates? We have to take some ownership in this. We're struggling because we choose people that make us feel good. We choose people that sometimes look good. We choose people because they're rolling out a stack or they got their bag. Instead of choosing on the things I will share with you tonight in regards to choosing that's for you and right for you. And we both as genders choose different. And that's one of the things we got to understand, that we don't choose a mate the same. And as soon as we can get that clarity, we'll have a great opportunity. Give a shout out to look like Paxion joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. So as we move forth in our topics to help give some clarity to relationship, why do we struggle choosing mate? We have to look at all sides of it. And we're going to start out with the steps. Some people think it's easy to choose a mate. It is not easy because you got individuality come into play. Individuals come with certain things on their mind, what they want, what their fears are, how they can be successful. But it is universal. And the reason I say it's universal because two research individuals, that's Saul and Gill in 2014, they said the choosing process, we as humans are hardwired to prefer the more positive options. See, we look at all the things that look good. We look at all the things that smell good. And we begin to put ourselves in that place because when you're in a relationship, it's reflected. You choose people that you think that are similar to you. And a lot of times we fail and we go into what we call the victim mode. We're blaming that person because and finding some of the worst thing to say about that person. But when you was choosing him or choosing her, you didn't take time to see the red flag that was there. So as we talk, and as what Saul and Gil talks about, is that hard wire that we have, because we're always thinking positive. We're thinking about possibility instead of probability. We're not realizing there are some negative options that lead us to selecting our mates. And it is called framing effect. See, we frame things how we want it to be. See, the framing effect is a principle that has proven to apply to make selections. See, it's a framing look at, there's a couple things that separate the two genders. See, we don't choose the same. And we're basing on the first bring about our ability to even want to go beyond the associate stage to move to the acquaintance stage. See, for men, the two things that we want to share among the females is that we choose based on attraction. That's number one. See, because we are visual, and when we see you, we look at those attributes of the attractive body and the attractive face. That is important to men. Vice versa, remember we talked about it, two framing effects for men and two framing effects for women, and then we have two that go for both. Women have a tendency to choose men on their earning potential and their ambition. You know, I use an example. I was conversating with someone recently, and I just asked him, I said, now, if you was there, you and your mate, and you had a friend, cousin, or whoever with you, and there's a female, and you want to introduce them to someone, a male, when you get ready to introduce them and say, well, I have a friend that, you know, you might like. See, that's that positive option in our mind that you might like. But the first thing come out of those males now is, how does she look? See, that's that attraction part. That means they're looking for someone that's fit. You got to understand that that's your goal with me, because they're visual. We can't make men women, can't make women men. So we have to accept what our attributes are so we can do a better job of selecting a mate for a relationship. You go vice versa with a, if you say I got one of my partners, man, and you know, can hook up with one of your friends. And when the young lady go to the friend, which is a female, and say, well, I have a friend of my groom, my friend, my beau, whatever you want to call, and the first thing that come out of that person's mouth is, will he work? Do you have a job? Do you have a job? So you're looking at your earning potential as a female. You're looking up at the attraction as your attribution as a male. So we're visual as men. Women look at the potential of earning. How much money? What kind of job you have? Because it's important. You don't want to be with someone who is not capable of taking you out on dates, fulfilling the dating process. So it's important that we kind of look at the difference. Now, the two that both men and women attributes that both of them seem to be leaning toward is kindness. Is the person kind? Is the person really hard to get along with? So kindness is that attribute that both can see eye to eye. And the next one is intelligence. Now, please don't think those two is what they start off with. Two I have mentioned for both men and women are the two you start off with. You're going to, individual woman sees that, what's the potential? What can this person bring that's going to help us to grow? And for me, it's your beauty. It's your fitness. It's your that attraction of your body. For women, it's your earnings. How ambitious are you? How ambitious are you? Those are two things that come into play. But when you go with the part, once you get beyond the visual and say, I like what I really see, and you say, well, he's potentially going to earn to be able to work with both of us in a relationship, you look at that kindness. How kind is that person? What's his track record? Because we all have track records. See, in our relationship, we have been stamped in what we call blueprinted many years ago. And if you were to a person that was really unkind, time, mistreated people, it's going to come back to be in your choosing process, because you never, either you never heal from it, you never put yourself in the position to realize what you see. Those are equally important for both men and women. I want to give a shout out to our first sponsor. You know, we always have to make sure we touch our sponsors because they play a major role in what we're trying to do in addressing you, allowing this opportunity where you could be interactive. We want to give a shout out to our first sponsor. And I'm scrolling so quickly, I think I passed by that individual, but we're going to go back and make sure we do exactly. This is L&T Lawn Service. This is Mr. Tony Stallworth, and this is L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Hard work, L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, Mr. Tony Stallworth. You go to Facebook and also type in Anthony Stallworth and direct message him about. He's in South Central Alabama. He's a manicure expert. It's a lawn service. And also he moves some things off your land. He'll clean up your land. But get with him and you can call him at 334-300-7401. If you're in South Central Alabama, give him a shout out. We want to keep in mind to kind of close that segment about steps is that we have to really work on studying and understanding people. If we say that for the framing effects, that we always looking for positive options, but there are some negative options sometimes, then we have to take these six key attributes and use them and understand them. Understand that for man is visual, attractive body, attractive face. He's not going to change them. The man knows worth. He's not going to change that easy. So we have to do what it means when you track the attention. You have to realize, even in the African-American culture, there's 2 million more women than men. And you have to kind of take in the play. You have to make sure you are ready to compete because you're going to have to compete whether you like it or not. You just can't, you know, like to hear songs, oh, you know, little ways don't mean no bother. It might not bother some people, but the people that are highly competitive or people at the higher level of the 15% of men that are on the rarity, high value, do what they're supposed to do, can put you in a better situation, that won't be acceptable. And I'm sorry if that hurts people's feelings. It is not acceptable. You have to put some work in. Because you know if you're visual, you got to make sure if you want that attraction, you've got to make sure you attract it. Potential earning. This person that owns 15%. And you know, in that person. They have worked hard to get where they are. So you have to remember that you have to do the work just like that person, and you expect that person to do the work. Our next topic is why do many people struggle with picking and keeping a mate? And it's important that we think about it. Why do so many people struggle with picking and keeping a mate? It seems like a big challenge. shout out to a couple people just joined us. Gerald, thank you so much for joining us. Apollon, thank you so. Bryce, Witt, thank you so much. Margaret Joyner, James, Nathan, Khan, along with Pastor Paul, this guru, and they spent a lot of time, they said, find and indicate that poor mating performance was associated with singlehood. So since you fall into singlehood and you've been in there so long, you have poor mating performance. You don't quite understand because you had operated at this individual point for so long that you have to make adjustments. You have to look at the attributes that you have and the attributes that you're looking for in a mate. See, it's indicated that one point higher in mating performance predicts that you will increase your opportunity to be in a relationship if you make that effort to adjust. Just make an effort to move up. Something you say you wouldn't do, now you need to put it into play. We got all these stipulations. We want to make them standard, that, but they're not standard. They're just things they're stipulations that we're going to put into play. And some people say they're standard, it's fine. You call it what you want, but that's the stipulation is this person has to be this. It has to be 5 feet one. Got to be 6 feet 5. You know, they always said taller women always struggle with getting taller men. And always you have to give your mind to realize because you fit in that category of way above the norm, then you have to somehow make it. You are not selling it. Let's not get confused here. But if you take that opportunity to make that 1 point adjustment, your chances for it and your likelihood that a person will be in a relationship goes up tremendously. It just leaps off the page because you are willing to take this involuntary opportunity. See, because you've been in this singlehood for long, now you understand that by being in the singlehood, that this allows you to now to grow. When you say involuntarily single, you got a chance to move. But if you get stuck in what we call singlehood, that's being where I don't need nobody, I can do it all by myself, and you will be there for a while. And your ability to pick, not only pick, but keep is in jeopardy. We have to make adjustments because it's truly become difficult sometimes. And I want to give a shout out to Belt 1033. They wrote, typed in, thank you. I learned from my grandmother. Love as a boy just because he's attractive. Can he solve problems? You need answers to. That comes in that part about being able to be intellectual and intelligent. But the attraction is there. We can fight it all we want to, but we're visual and we see. And you don't pick the same way. So why it becomes so difficult for a lot of individuals because they've truly been in singlehood for so long. And they haven't evaluated themselves. How can I get out singlehood and get into a relationship? And you'll find out people who are just self-centered around themselves not only struggle in a romantic relationship, they struggle in a family relationship, they struggle in their friendships, they struggle in their work, they struggle in their church community. They struggle in all phases. It's hard to get along because you're stuck in that singlehood and not willing to come out of it because of might be a fear of failure, a fear of being successful. It's a lot of things that goes along with that. So we have to always keep that in mind, that when you get caught up in just this butterfly. Well, we would not be with anybody else. And I look at the goal as humans are made. We have been, it was created by God to have individuals and have relationships with other folks. And I don't mean you get caught up in sexual, but we can have relationships without always being sexual. But we're made to be. Humans are made to be. We're made to be created to be a small group. When I say small, what we call now neighborhood. That's why we have the neighborhood. We have what we move to our community. We have our subdivision because we were made as humans to be around other humans, not made just be by ourselves. We weren't made just to go hang out with any and everybody. We're made to have someone we can spend our time with. I didn't create us in that manner. And if you believe that's the answer, then that's fine. Then you will encounter just being in that situation the rest of your life. Why do we have difficulties picking a mate? And a lot of this sometimes grows out of when you was a child, and then sometimes it grows, you grow up with what we call depression, lost parents, and sometimes you find yourself attracted to people who are replicas of the same emotion. I always say if you are dealing with situations as a child and you never took time to address that, you're going to bring it into adulthood. And you wonder why you cannot function around other people. You wonder why you're having challenges. Why can't I find me someone I can spend my time with that can make me smile? Someone that's gonna keep the joy in my life. Just like, yeah, I can create joy in my own life, but it's even better when you're with someone. I'm going to have peace. I'm going to experience love. You have to address some of the emotional and the mental aspects. We can't bury our head in the sand. I recommend you to go seek counseling. A third thing, when you got some challenges, even from your childhood, you cannot be an effective or impactful adult until you address childhood trauma. Too many times we try to think because we've grown, now we're able to deal with it. We still got that same trauma that never was addressed. So you can't, it's difficult being with people when you are not healed yourself. On the Tuesday night show, the Dr. Lowe show, there's a relationship talk show. And one of the co-hosts is Pastor Eddie Pratt, who's a relationship coach. And he got 6 years to be healed. Take every day. Don't let someone tell you, well, you've been in counseling too long. Whatever it takes to make you a better individual. And one other thing I want to share, why people have some challenges finding mates and sometimes picking difficult mates, because in mirror, see, relationship is reflected. Mirror, and in mirrors, if you have a toxic relationship with yourself, anybody you get in a relationship will be toxic. Ain't nothing you can do about it because you haven't healed, you haven't gotten yourself in a position. But too many times when individuals won't look in the mirror and see themselves and see and address the issues by going to counseling. I speak from personal experience. I address issues I had in my own life that I went to counseling and still in counseling. I want to be the best version of myself. That's what I want to do. Be the best version of myself. No one else will know that. I will know that in God. That's what I'm trying. And the difficulties come in is because you did not take time to address those challenges or seek support to help you with those challenges. It's just not going to go away. Some people say, well, you know, I can heal myself. You cannot heal yourself. You are part of the reason why you have those challenges. And you can't say, I can heal myself. Give a shout out to Peter. I'm talking about Patsy. Okay, Patsy Woodley. Thank you so much. This Trish Is this Trisha or Tisha? Thank you. It's a big glare, so excuse me if I'm not calling that right, because I do have a glare on it. Abraham, thank you so much for joining us as well. We also, Sexy Black, 1920, member of Jacob Five Baker Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Sarah, so much for being here. Fred Carson, thank you so much. This is Quinarius Robinson, thank you so much. We have Lamont, thank you. Abram, thank you. I'm sorry, Adams, thank you so much. User, we have Marlon Brady, Richard Jenkins, thank you so much, each and every one. And we got Sweet Man joining us up here. TO3Rat, thank you so much. Rocket, thank you for joining us and being a part of this right now. See, we just want to continue to share some things with you because it's important. We have to realize that when we're having these challenges and not addressing the emotional well-being of our life, we're going to keep having it. We're going to always pick difficult people to be around until we seek the healness and the support we need to have. See, people with a negative perception. You remember when I talked about positive options when we was talking about choosing partners. People, we always look for the positive options, but there are some people with negative options out there. And if you get caught up in the negative perception of yourself, you tend to walk into a problematic relationship because you're not healed. I tell you, get healed no matter how much time, because that same miserable people love hurt people. And we always keep that in mind, that hurt people hurt people. Get healed. Seek the counsel. If not, you're going to continue to pick difficult people, difficult mates, and you will never have a chance to experience the peace, the joy, the love. That's what God has for us. And we got to take hold of what we really, really want to see. And Bell, I'm going to read what you have on here for sure. He said, beauty will fade someday. When he or she loves the attractive look, you can still be with him. I believe relationships are more than just dating because he's cute. See, the problem I have is I'm assuming that, I don't know exactly who it is, that the woman always should be attractive, not the man. If you believe a man and have a woman that he's attracted to you, yeah, he can be attracted in some things, but it's true what these two things about the options that are attributes that a man has. He has potential earning. He's ambition. That's what starts off with. We're not saying it's going to always be like that because, yeah, beauty do fade. But when I don't want to be seen from the beginning and say I'm accepting that. I'm visual. A man is visual. Let's accept that. When he sees it, it looks good to him. That's not the only thing. See, I think some people think when we say that, that's the only thing. Because we just mentioned kindness and intellectual and intelligent comes in there as well. But you got to get past the first part, that first attribution. For both men and women. Women look at your potential earning. See if you earn it, they ain't gonna get no, if you not, you ain't gonna get through the front door. And the same thing applies. You may call it standard. Both genders have standards if you want to call it. It might be short-sighted to you, but it's truly, we gotta accept this is what it's all about. You have to say why I'm failing in choosing a partner or a mate. why I'm having a difficult time, why I'm picking people that are difficult to get along with. Because from the beginning, you saw something that made you tingle. You were not intentional from the beginning. See, the attraction draws you there from a man looking at a woman. But then you have to understand how kind she got a nasty attitude. You don't want to deal with her. If they're not able to articulate and communicate where you're going with the conversation, you need to move on no matter how nice it looks. I always say I see something beautiful within the world in my lifetime. But when you get there, they open their mouth, you're like, no. See, it's much more than that. But you got to have a and it's not the same for both genders. And we have to accept that. We're talking about how difficult and how you struggle choosing mate. And these are some of the things. And we truly thank you for being a part. We want you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you online by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, the location you chat with Dr. Lola B. Smith. And our title is Relationship. Why Do We Struggle Choosing Mate? Because see, relationship, and sometimes again, that individual, that male, the highest honor you can get, then you're complaining about how bad that person was. You picked it. You picked her. You chose her. Now look at why you struggle choosing the right person. That's where we need to go with this with no problem. Let's move forward for our next sponsor. Give them a shout out. We gave L&T Store Lawn Service a shout. We want to give an awesome venue out in Georgiana, Alabama called Mary Ruth Restaurant. And they're doing some awesome things, feeding individuals down there, providing an opportunity for you. Some people have a meal through certain times. So we thank them for supporting and being a part of the Brothers of Popular Sigma Fraternity. Working with the brothers and providing meals for those individuals down in Georgiana, Alabama, or Butler County. But you can stop in and get your some of the southern finest food. Mary Ruth Restaurant.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
It's awesome. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That's 261 Highway 106 West. If you can give the owner, the co-owners, a call, and that's Brother Marvin Lala Smith, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and Sarah Katrina Roper Smith, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated in Georgiana, Alabama. The number is 334-549-0950. Just going through, give them a shout. If you're traveling south going toward the Mobile area, either traveling to Houston, Texas, Baton Rouge, traveling, if you're coming down from, if you choose to come down 65 from as far as the Chicago, Illinois, East St. Louis, you go through Georgiana, Alabama, stop in, grab your meal, let them know you heard say about picking difficult partners is that a lot of times you will be choosing a partner or a mate that mirrors you. And the mirror is that the negative view of yourself is seen in others. The negative view of the negative options that you have that are inside of you are going to be seen in others. So you're attracted to that same thing. And you have to make sure you don't choose those individuals. And our next segment is going to start off discussing why some people can't and won't find partners. See, that's the part that bothers a lot of people. They can't find a partner. Then they get in their defense and get into a negative posture. It got to be wrong with everybody else, but they won't accept that because of the negative view they have of themselves is the reason why they can't and will not be able to find a mate. See, one of the key things is confidence. You have to have confidence in yourself. You have to have confidence in who you are and whom you are. See, many times we lack that confidence. We have so many other things going on because we got a negative view of ourselves. So we lack the confidence that we're not able to put ourselves in a position to a point outgoing, being an individual who stepped out on that ledge because you lack confidence, self-esteem. Many people lack self-esteem. So a lot of things go along with that word self. And too many times, we always look at low self-esteem. But there are some other things that goes along why you can't and won't find a mate. And one of the reasons besides low self-esteem or just self-esteem is that you lack self-motivation. You lack self-confidence. You just lack the ability to understand it. You lack self-love. When you don't have those things in the place it needs to be, you're going to select somebody that becomes problematic. They're a reflection of you, and they're reflecting the negative side of you. That's why you need to seek counseling and to a therapist and get and address some of the issues so you can have a productive relationship life. You have to do that. See, a lot of times because of your self-worth, see, all this plays a vital role when it comes to love. And if somebody said, well, you talking about love is what love does. You see, no one else can define love for you but you. Because love is an inner self. It comes from the inner self. It's an internal thing. It's attached to your soul what love is and what love does. Then you're going to have a challenge. Then you're going to, you know, you're not going to be able to find anybody because love is important. But it's not the most important thing there in your selection process. Because you have to be in a situation, you have to be in a relationship or get to a relationship to have peace. You can meet somebody and you can tell the way they constantly and how aggressive they are that you say, well, no, there ain't going to be no peace with this person. You meet somebody that always want to go back and forth with it. They figure they know more and it's the smartest person in the room, but you ask them, why are you not successful in keeping a relationship? I can't tell you that. It's always going to be somebody else's fault. Because you are not looking at the things that within you, within yourself, the self-love, self-esteem, self-worth, self-motivation. All these things are so important. Just have to feel this. A lot of things go wrong with self, self-awareness. So you have to be aware of who you are and whose you are. See, the minute you look in the mirror, that's a true picture of you. Look in the mirror and you see, I need to go get this done to make this way look. See, but the true picture is that you don't accept who you are. You feel like you need to get some things to help enhance you. It leads to you not having the confidence in who you are and whom you are. You don't have the high self-esteem. You got the low self-esteem because you're looking in the mirror and not accepting what you're. Some people have to accept themselves that we are all made up different, but there is a certain thing that come into play when you're talking about the attributes that a man is looking for in a woman and what a woman is looking for in a man. And we have to keep that in mind. See, you can't find the relationship or the mate so you can have someone that you say, I love, and they love me. See, love is a gift, but it has to be reciprocated back to you so you know that your efforts push you in a good place. Peace. See, you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody that can't bring peace. It's always drama. If it ain't, they make drama. You need to seek some counseling for that. I'm just being honest. Give a shout out to Judy. Is that Judy Taylor McCullough? Is it McCullough? Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Judy, for taking time to be a part of. See, since so many people are unable to find love because, see, they don't think they're worthy of it. See, self-worth. You wonder why you can't find a mate and keep one. Some people find one and can't keep it. Because you forget about how you got there. You forget about where you come from. If you weren't here, but you became a chameleon, you fitted in because you get you back in the dating game, but you never heal. It's going to show up. The old saying, when people show themselves, believe what you see. Run as fast as you can. We have to truly take time to address what's inside of us, not others. When it comes to asking about your previous relationship, just be honest. You failed at it. It's okay. But did you learn anything from it? Are you able to now, through your counseling and or your therapy, your ability to grow and understand yourself, assess yourself every day, are you capable of being in a relationship? Are you capable to have a mate, a partner? Some of us just believe that. Because what happened as a child to me, I won't be able to find, I can't find. You got to heal, counseling, got to be in the place. We keep saying that because it's important to understand counseling and getting the support unit to help you is great. It's not a bad thing. We have to, in our community, especially in the African American community, we have to get our heads out of the sand and start saying that's a stigma. We need counseling and therapy so we can have healthy relationships with others. We have to give a shout out to our next sponsor, that's Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. I'm so glad this group decided to, this business decided to be a part of what we're doing. We started out moving forth, setting up places in Georgia. So they're just going, you can go on Facebook and find out Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace, and we're going to give you the promo, then we'll follow up with the final information.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gem by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. That's Jennifer Jackson. Go to Facebook, type in Jennifer with one hand Jackson, Charlie's Angel. And also, you can direct message her, let her know whether can you send me what your inventory is. And I'll say they do an awesome job. But they have some of the best soap and perfume scents that are in South Central Alabama. So check them out. They create what they need to create with some arms mail. So congratulations to Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. Thank you for your support. You can contact Ms. Jennifer Jackson at 251-369-1344. That's Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. We want to expedite and move forward with our various topics. I want to give a few people a shout out. That's Jerry Holly. I want to give him a shout out for being a part of this. I'm just kind of scanning and seeing all the individuals that are joining us. Give a shout out to Valencia Anderson. Thank you so much, Valencia. Dorell McKinney, Green Bat, okay, that's what it's called. Sharon Bell, thank you so, Sharon, and also we have Nan joining us, Khadijah Adams, we have Dominga, Robbie Williams, we also have Clifford Williams, Bobby McKinney, and we have Jean Christensen. Thank you so much, Jean. James Sharp. Debo. Thank you so much, Debo. Jenny E. Wright. I'm sorry. Okay, this is Jenny E. R. Girls. That's what it is. Ronnie C. Thank you, Ronnie. Richard Jenkins, thank you so much. You have user Lamonte Adams. We have Bria Grady. I shouted them out already. Thank you so much. For each and every Black Girl 64. Ira, thank you for joining us. 23, Rodney Strangefield, thank you for joining us. Each and every one for TikTok. Have you ready? Get to the point, our last segment, and we want to talk about why is finding a mate harder for a man and easier for a woman. See, there are several reasons. That's why it's very hard for a man to find a mate these days. First of all, men prioritize personal preference over compatibility. Second thing, they're not able to recognize red flags. Need to heal from past relationships in order to improve their relationship skills. Understanding oneself and the kind of life one wants. Men allow themselves to be influenced by negative and inaccurate information on the internet. People post pictures. They put things up there, and it's truly a lot of times it's not them. They don't look nothing like the picture. So they allow that to influence their ability to select a mate. They also are dysfunctional a lot of times when they're in relationships. Dating often stems from choosing what we want. That makes it dysfunctional. In life, instead of focusing on finding someone who truly fits us. See, Odie looks good. I love it. They do. They all do. But do they fit you? Think about probability when you're out here. Not possible. Leave the possibility to anybody else who wants to talk about it. It's also crucial for a man to be cautious and selective in choosing who they allow in their lives. Greatest impact by choosing these people, your overall happiness and success. Men should focus on pointing in and leveraging their standout qualities, such as their humor, their physical appearance, their style, or their financial status. To increase their success in a relationship, they must stay away from distractions and disconnection from our spirit. You can't allow the social media to distract you. Can't allow it to call you to be disconnected. And the best way to eliminate those distractions, tune yourself in who you are, can be your greatest help to finding the right woman and living a fulfilling life. That's your ultimate goal. And for women are often conditioned to believe that they can get any guy they want, regardless of how low in stature they may be. This is called 80-20. I'm going to put 20%. No, they want to put 20% in, you got to put 80% in. Says 80% of the women goes for the 20% of the men. Everybody trying to get the same one that falls in that 20% and above. Well, it's 20%. It's a bracket up there. Anything 80 and above, if you function in a rare area, just call it 20%. But it's easy for a woman to find a mate. Because their selection process, a lot of times, to tune to when we talk about the positive options and the negative options, a lot of times, it's kind of looking at the information in what kind of parenting investment theory you've been exposed to. It's evolutionary. First thing he said, we're going to evolution, we're going to grow, we're going to put it in evolution. Truth of the matter, you have to keep in mind that we all have challenges. We're all dealing with things that are going to cause us not to be where we want to be. So truly consider that, and there are several others we can talk about. We're going to move forward from our last topic, but we got we have to do that because we want to get ready to bring this to you, bring this opportunity of WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're so glad to fall in that category. There's several people that said, well, why do you want to go to the city of a lot of radio stations? they're going to have the opportunity to be broadcast on six different devices, six different social media networks. So we're so glad we've been blessed to be able to do it. It's truly something God had a vision God blessed us with. Tri-Stat LLC.
Tri-Stat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tri-Stat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Give a shout out to Tri-Stat LLC, the consulting firm that can meet your needs. That's Mr. William Scott, 334-320-5438. Again, 334-320-5438. Mr. William Scott, Tri-Stat LLC. If you need training of your staff, if you have been awarded a grant and you need someone to help, a team to help you administrate that grant so you can present that awesome report at the end of the grant to those grantors, you can get it with Mr. William Scott. He'll provide you with an opportunity to be successful. So truly, truly, build a relationship or go to Facebook, type in William Scott, and he'll take you to William Scott, and you can direct message him, and you can communicate with him and see how he can provide for you in the consulting area, helping administrate grants and so on, research. All of this he's doing it. He's located at an office in Selma, Alabama, and an office in Montgomery. And our last topic is we want to discuss what are the choosing process. What are the choosing process? We're talking about making the right choices. The choosing process for men and women to have a long-lasting, healthy relationship. I'm going to go back to our framing effect if you just joined us. Our framing effect focuses on attributes pretty much like things that genders like in the first thing that gets them kind of interested in you. And for, again, women are more susceptible to the framing effect and attributes like ambition and earning potential, while men respond more strongly to the framing effect of physical attractiveness. Those are the main two that gets it started. Then both look for kindness and intelligence. Both look for that. But when we talk about how to have a process in place, we're going to share a few things. For men, they should always avoid struggling to find the right woman to have a long-lasting, healthy relationship. And the first thing they have to prioritize is compatibility, not personal preference. And put yourself in the position to recognize red flags and then address those flags. You're going to have to get healthy from past relationships in order to find the right mate. Make sure they understand themselves. We're talking about me. And the kind of life you want. Don't let yourself be influenced by negative, inadequate, or inaccurate information that comes off social media. Choose what you want and what you like instead of focusing on to remember that focus on your qualities that you have. Qualities of humor, physical appearance, style, and financial status. This will increase your success in a relationship. So you have a lifelong relationship. For a woman, to avoid the struggle of finding the right man, eliminate your fear of commitment. A lot of times the fear of commitment involves not wanting to lose your freedom and your variety. I want you to keep in mind the numbers. And these numbers coming from blackdemographic.com, Black Stats by Black, U.S. Census, 2020. This is something you have to really keep in mind. There are in African-American culture, there's 2 million more women than men. Sometimes you just can't sit around here and say you got a variety. Because the same man that you think is a variety for you is a variety for someone else. Because there's 2 million of you looking for the same 20%. That's above the regular number now. 2 million more looking for that same person. It falls at 20%. 80% of the women looking for the 20% man. And it's 2 million more. You have to really consider what really helps you. What puts you in a situation. You have to get over your fears by seeking counsel. You know, an acronym for fear is you're frightened, emotionally unstable, and then you are argumentative. And you're resentful. That's fear. That's a fear of commitment. Then you have the fear of failure. You already have in your mind that, you know, everybody I've seen relationship fail. So I know my relationship won't fail. Yeah, if you don't put the work in, if you pick poorly, yeah, you're going to fail. You're talking about picking mates that you can have a long-lasting, healthy relationship with. Don't pick someone because it makes you tingle. Then give them the highest honor you can give a man. Then talk about he was sorry. He wouldn't keep no job. But you picked him. You chose him. So live with it. I don't get no high, and that person you gave the greatest honor to, now, no one will come in behind someone like that. It's tough. So you have to pick right from the beginning. And don't blame it on, I was young. Okay, now you put more years on it. Don't say it. What's the game value with time and use? What can you value? I want you to think about it. With time and use. So when you were young, he said I was young, but 15 years later, time and use it come into play. It don't give you value. So keep that in mind when you talk about your selection process. A lot of times women must address the issues of low self-esteem. And they think that they don't deserve love and happiness. That's some individuals out there. All I've been encountering in my life is disappointment. That's something you need to address. You truly need to address with a counselor or therapist. Stop sabotaging your relationship. How do people sabotage their relationship? They think they got more chances and chances and chances. The grass is greener out there. But again, there's 2 million more women than men in the African American culture. Other cultures as well. Your chances of getting tight. So decide to work with that individual. Instead of thinking that if this don't work out, I got somebody out there. Well, I ain't going to put it all in because it might not work out. I've got that fear and that fear of, just that fear of failing. Fear of commitment. You are not able to put yourself in a position to be very successful when you allow yourself to work from your heart and your soul. The bottom line is, if you want your relationship to be successful, if you want to not struggle choosing a mate, be intentional from the start. Be intentional with dating. Be intentional with being in a relationship and have a thought of what a favorite outcome you would like to experience. Two things you control, we all control. Time and energy. Why waste your time on someone you don't see a favorable outcome? Why give someone the highest honor and all of a sudden say you're through with them, you're done with them, ain't got nothing else to do with them, they're the worst thing in the world, but you got to remember that individual that's not choosing to follow behind this. Someone of substance. Someone that sits themselves in that 20% category. They're not. So truly be serious about the mate, selecting the mate, have a process in place. Don't be the victim. You need to make sure you focus on the positive attributes that you have. Focus on yourself. Bring a fully developed person to a relationship. Be intentional. Know who you are and who you are. Understand what love is and what love does. When the red flag comes, run as fast as you can. Don't stay around and say they may change. These are the things you must be able to do. And Bill, thank you so much. You just pretty much said that. Some people was unable because this is the reading here. They couldn't get over their ex. That's a problem. You need to seek counseling. Why are you still carrying that person? You're not healed. You don't need to be in a relationship if you're not healed. You still carrying what went on with your ex? You're not healed. You fall in the category of unhealed person, and you're going to come into a clean place for people that are. You can't say everybody's broken as you broke, but you're going to select people that are broken like you broke. You're not going to even get with a person that's already healed because you still are not healed yet. You have to get over it and move forward. If not, then you need to go back to that person because you picked them. Some cases gave them the highest honor, you can give them it. You're better off with them than to go out here and mess up other people. Truly, let's get to understanding that. It's been awesome being here to share that tonight. Just keep in mind, the bottom line is that a lot of time you may focus too much on your negative aspects of someone and ignore the positive ones. Let's focus more on the positive ones and ignore the negative ones. You can be successful. You can pick the right mate for you, the right person for you, but you
problem with who you are and whom you are, so you can be successful. It's been awesome coming to you tonight. We're going to pay our last promo, commercial, you want to call it. Usually brothers are 5 days to see what fraternity incorporated. They support us in many ways. They are partners with a lot of our shows. Thank you so much. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, out of Greenville, Alabama. They're from home.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Air tomorrow on Tuesday, and it's exciting. Check us out because we're talking about relationship issues, and it'll be about balance. We're going to talk about balance tomorrow. The relationship should be balanced. We'll talk about that tomorrow, and we're so excited to come to you. And as I said, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. And I'm just say it one more time because it's from my heart. I love you. And I'm sure thing you can do that. We'll see you tomorrow. And that's